All right.
We're just getting into it?
Yeah.
What do you got?
So,
you got some shit?
What do you mean? You
got some stuff to talk about?
Yeah, so let's talk about the draft. So, who do you have going first?
It looks like Ayton's going to go first. I think that Doncic is probably the most pro-ready prospect right now, being that he played professionally for so many years. But
yeah,
I think that Phoenix is trying to convert Devin Booker into more of a point guard kind of role. And Doncic, I think, is also that kind of ball-handling guy. So if Ayton can turn out to be a true interior presence, I think he's the perfect combo with Booker. But there are question marks regarding Ayton's polished skill set, regarding his defensive intellect, but the potential is there. He's an absolute freak. So
yeah, he's a beast.
I can't fault the pick.
I don't think Doncic is like, his body doesn't look that doesn't look that good, I feel like, for like an NBA player.
He may not be
he doesn't have like Westbrook kind of like look or like that athletic kind of build.
But he's a legit 6'7".
Yeah, but like if I'm a team, I want to have a point guard that can almost do like what Westbrook can do, like John Wall, that's athletic, that's quick. I just feel like he's too slow for like this. He's going to be too slow for like those top guys.
You think that's where the league is going?
Yeah, because like it seems like you're gonna have to have a scoring point guard that's like athletic, like Kyrie, that can finish around the basket.
Good point. But
because like
he's very unique. He's a passing guard too. His passing is better than his scoring right now.
Yeah, but that's the same with Rubio. He was the same way, and like,
well, yeah.
I mean, he's a very good passer, but like it just didn't really work out because he can really score.
Yeah, I agree. I just think that the experience is something to be taken note of. I mean, you look at Stephen Curry, and he's not an absolute athletic freak.
I think he's underrated, and his athletic ability is underrated. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, he makes like insane finishes.
He does, but I think I think Doncic can kind of learn that. Because he is 6'7". He is pretty big.
You can't teach height.
They list him at 220. So
is he really 220?
They list him at 6'7", at 220. So
wow.
He's a load. You know, if he can maybe bring a post up game, I don't think he's an elite shooter right now, but he does have a shooting stroke. You know, he's not like completely broken. So I think he's a promising prospect. But he's been falling down the boards a little bit.
Has he? He looked good when when they won the championship for Real Madrid. Like that game, he looked really good.
They just won the championship.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying when they released that video on like House of Hoops, like he looked pretty good.
I'm sure he does. It's funny because I saw a tweet and it was saying his draft stock is falling because all of these other players are doing workouts where they're playing essentially 1-on-0. Meanwhile, he's going 5-on-5, so it's a little tougher. We haven't seen him in one of the 1-on-0 workouts yet, you know, where you can just stand out there and make 23.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, we...
That makes sense.
But I'm just looking at the mock draft right now. They have him at 3 to the Hawks as of now.
I mean, the Hawks have Schroeder, though. I like Schroeder better than
Doncic. I hear they're looking to trade him.
Do you know who yet?
I mean, I don't... Whoever's interested.
Why would they want to trade him? He's still young.
He's still young, but you know he's had some off the court issues. I think he's I'm not saying he's a problem in the locker room, but I don't think he's the most easygoing guy.
Yeah, he seems like he's got a pretty big ego.
He's an aggressive personality, along with being an aggressive player.
But, yeah, I like him though. I like him.
So just looking at this draft, this mock draft, one that sticks out to me is right now they have Wendell Carter going four. So that's jumping up.
Yeah, he was just going a little bit later, right?
I thought he'd be falling, but they have and they got Bamba falling right now to Cleveland.
Oh, I think Bamba might go earlier. I don't know. He's a freak.
Yeah, he's a freak. He's got the longest wingspan I've ever seen from a player.
Yeah. If he gets his offensive game going, like, you don't have to worry about him on the defensive end. Like, he's probably going to be, like, I could see him getting, like, being number one in blocks in the league 1 year. Like, he's huge.
But it also begs the question, like, is that the kind of player you want? Because, I mean, say he turns out – I know that they're planning on him to be more of an offensive threat, but if he turns out to be a DeAndre Jordan kind of player, I don't think
you don't want that.
That's not worth a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Because DeAndre Jordan, he can win you games, but I don't think that's like a cornerstone franchise kind of player.
I think he's got like the greatest, like he could either be like really, really good or just be like, okay. Like I feel like he is like that one of the higher ceilings in this draft.
I'd agree. So let's see. It's interesting to me because I haven't remembered a draft in a while that was so big man centric.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is a lot of these big men are like, can switch. They're like four or fives.
Yeah. I don't really see any threes though. Like besides Michael Porter, who hasn't shown me a lick.
No, Miles Bridges.
I know Miles Bridges, but I mean
LeBron and
they got Miles Bridges sliding all the way to 15 right now.
Nah, I like Miles Bridges a lot. I think he brings a lot to the table.
What does he bring?
I mean he's a freak. Like he's an athletic freak. I mean like he needs work on his like 3-point shooting, but like he can dribble. Like he's gotten way better like dribbling and making different types of moves. He's a really big body, 6'7", and, like, gets rebounds, stuff like that. And, like, I think he's, like, one of the most NBA-ready players just because Tom Izzo is, like, a very good coach.
Yeah, if you can put it together. I was super disappointed in him this past season, honestly.
I mean, I just don't think that Michigan State team is that good. Like, they haven't really had a very good team in a couple of years. They've had one or two pieces.
They haven't really put a pro prospect down in a while besides Draymond Green, who I barely count.
Yeah, they had a couple guards, but like they just didn't do anything.
They got Jaren Jackson this year, who they have going ahead of Bridges. They have him right now at 5 to Dallas. Admittedly, I did not watch much of him, but...
Yeah, me neither.
He's huge.
What team did he play for?
Michigan State.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was. Wow.
How tall is he?
6'11".
Whoa.
And he can shoot threes, actually. But.
He's going fifth?
They got him. Right now, he's listed at fifth to Dallas.
Wow.
He made about 40% of his threes this past year.
Yeah, it's no joke. But, and he's only a freshman. Wow.
Yeah, he's gonna go early. So
they had the Grizzlies take on CBS. They have the Grizzlies taking four, and then Bamba going fifth.
Yeah, I think there's. It seems like Ayton and Bagley are going 1-2, and after that, it doesn't seem like people are too sure.
I think Bagley will be. I think he's gonna be a stud, even though I hate Duke, but
yeah,
I think he'll be a better like the real version of like Jabari Parker before those injuries. I think he'll be like he has like all the talent, and I think he won't like get in, he won't be injury prone, and I think he'll put some work in the NBA. Like he was dominant in college basketball.
Right now he is a better player than DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, Aiden's like raw. I mean, Aiden, like, he's raw.
He is raw.
I mean, he averaged 20, 11, like 40, and 33 though. Minutes. He could be.
35. But he's not like an out of shape 35. He's like a ripped 35.
Nah, he's ripped.
He's just a man out there.
I mean, Arizona always has those types of players. It was like those foreign like white guys.
He's from Bahamas. Like... I didn't know that.
Wow.
It's kind of interesting.
I mean, he's just gifted. He's got all the gifts.
So what's the deal with Michael Porter? Right now they have him at 9 to the Knicks.
They have him going on CBS to say 7 to the Bulls. I mean, I trust him because he played like 3 games in college basketball.
From him recently, they were asking him about his game, and he just, I hated what he said. He says, I saw this on NBA Reddit. I would credit the guy who posted it, but I don't have it in front of me. But they asked me about his game, and he said, you know, I kind of see myself as a mix of Durant and Giannis because I can kind of shoot like Durant, but I also like to bounce off defenders like Giannis. And then he goes on to say, it's an honor to be in the same conversation as those two guys. It's like, dude, nobody said that. You said that yourself.
Yeah. when I watched his, like, Ball His Life hoop mixtapes and when he was in high school, like, he just seemed like a bully on the court. It was insane. Like, he looked he was really, really good in high school, but, like, I just feel like that won't really work out in the NBA. And I feel like he missed a year, like, that college basketball year. Like, he missed that year of, like, growth and development. And, like, he's a year behind now. Because, like, he hasn't been doing any training, I feel like, in the last, like, couple, like, prior to that injury.
Who knows what was going on during that back thing? I saw recently he put out a quote that said it was over-exaggerated. Part of me thinks he just didn't really care to play that much. I mean, the guy went to Missouri. He went to Missouri. It's like, you go to Missouri, you're not really, like, committing yourself to, like, competing, you know, for...
Yeah, I could see that being a thing. Like, he's just saying, like, he had to go to school for a year, and now he's, like, he was probably training and everything. Yeah.
I'm sure he did have back issues. I'm sure he did have back issues, which aren't great. I mean, back issues are not a good thing to have. I don't think I've ever heard somebody say I used to have back issues, you know? Like, if you
I mean, Larry Legend ended his career.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if once you have back issues, like, they're there to stay.
Yeah, they're always lingering.
You don't just fix your back. So I think that's alarming.
Yeah.
But he definitely can score. I don't think his ball handling, that's the thing, is if he's going to play wing, you're not going to go in and just bully defenders like he did in high school. I know he's got good size, but you know, I just haven't seen him. I mean, in the 3 games he played, it's a super small sample size, but he was pretty bad. So
yeah, I mean, it was because he just they put him in there. He had no practice.
I'm not holding that against
the team.
I'm not holding that against him. But imagine if he went in there and scored like 25 per game. Like, you know, that would I feel like people would think about it a little differently, whether it's warranted or not.
Yeah. Where do you think Trae Young's gonna go?
It's weird because point guard, everybody kind of has a point guard, honestly. I mean, there's very few teams in the league that don't have a point guard in some respect. They either have an established point guard or they have a point guard who's young and, you know, they want him to grow with the franchise. Like, you look at, I said Phoenix. They have Booker, who's not a point guard, surely, but they kind of want to turn to a point guard. Sacramento just drafted De'Aaron Fox. Atlanta, they have Schroeder, so, you know, they might trade him. But Memphis has Conley. Dallas has Dennis Smith, who they just drafted.
So
then you look at Orlando. That could be a landing spot.
CBS hasn't gone to the Magic.
They're a team that they got to put butts in seats. I mean, I don't know if Aaron Gordon is going to be there come next year. I mean, he had a pretty nice year, but I don't know if they're going to shell out the money.
Yeah, I think they were looking to trade him like earlier. Like they were listening.
If I'm not mistaken, he's a restricted free agent right now.
Is he good though?
He had a nice year.
Like, do you think he'll put up like real numbers though?
Yeah, he's a restricted free agent this year. I like his game, and he's super young. You know, he's a great. I think he's got a great work ethic, which is because he came in as a complete non-shooter. He came in as non-shooter, and he turned himself into like a. You know, he's not a knockdown shooter, but you got to guard him out there now.
I mean, in that draft class, he was the only, like, no one really expected respected much from him.
Yeah.
And, like, he actually came on, like, really, really strong after he won, like, the dunk contest. And, like, I think that was pretty good for his career, like, going into that. Like, definitely, it definitely helped him be more known.
He came out last year. This past season, he was 22 years old, put up 17.5 points, 8 boards. And then he shot 34% from 3, but took 6 a game. So he's putting him up there.
He's a freak of nature too. Like,
and he's 22 years old. He's 22 years old.
Yeah, a lot of these players that they leave after 1 year, they're still young. Like, you don't really think they are, but they still are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. But so going back to Trae Young though, I don't know if Gordon's gonna be there. If he's not, the team is honestly like the most boring team in the league. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you look at when you're the Orlando Magic? You need something to get excited for. And I think
Trae Young
kind of give them that.
I mean, they're in a terrible location. They're in Orlando, of all places.
They are,
like,
but you know they've been good in the past. For an expansion team, they've been good. You know, I mean they've gone on the floor and they've given Orlando fans Penny Hardaway, Shaq, Tracy McGrady, Dwight Howard. You know, like they haven't been a team that has just sat there and you know they like to put good players out there. Trae Young's a boom or bust kind of guy, I think. He's got a pretty low ceiling, but a pretty high – I got it back. Pretty low floor, high ceiling. Mm-hmm. He comes in, you know, physically, he's not really what you want. He's kind of that finesse player, which, you know, as you said before, isn't what you love to see in a point guard these days.
Yeah.
Unless you could be Stephen Curry and shoot 45% from three, which he could do, but, you know, there's only so many Stephen Currys out there. So
– yeah. I think the Magic would be a perfect spot for him just because almost be like Oklahoma where like he's probably going to be running the show most of the time and like he can just he's going to get his shots up.
I agree with that.
And like no one's going to tell him like he can't shoot and he can't shoot.
I agree. I mean, they got to build at some point, but for rookie year, Trae Young's not the kind of guy, you know, I don't think he can be an off-ball guy. So it's gonna be. I mean, Chicago.
I think Trae Young could be an. He could come off like he could be like a Rip Hamilton a little bit.
I don't know if he has a size
like.
Though. Because
I think like, yeah, he doesn't have the size, but I still think that he could couple like I would give him a couple plays for him to do that, just because like. He could get some double teams on him a couple times. I feel like if he's hitting shots in games,
you can definitely use him to space the floor. It's just problematic because the current climate of the league, when you look at point guards, most of them do two things: one, score; two, play bad defense. Honestly, you look at most of the best point guards; they're not good defenders, and that's kind of the role of the two guard in a lot of senses. So
yeah.
You know, unless you're going to couple – that's why I kind of like him with the Knicks, honestly. Because you have a backcourt where you give him a player, Neil Keenan, to build with who does give you that defensive – who does take the pressure off of him defensively. Because he's not going to be a good defender. There's 0% chance Trae Young will be a good NBA defender. But
– I think he'll be like a Steph Curry defender, like – I would just guard the worst player on the court.
Steph Curry, though, because I don't. I mean, maybe. I mean, Steph Curry's not a good defender.
Nah, he just gets picked apart. I mean, he's always on the worst defenders. You don't really see anything on the worst offensive players. You don't really see anything. They don't really like follow him at all.
He plays the passing lanes well, but he's got Klay Thompson.
Yeah,
so he doesn't really need to. He doesn't need to be a shutdown defender. When you look at the first round, do you see any teams that could possibly trade for an established player with a high pick?
I read something that maybe like the Grizzlies or another team are looking to get out.
But... Yeah, well, I saw Memphis was trying to get rid of Parsons through maybe trading their pick.
Oh my goodness, that was like the worst contract ever. I can't believe they gave that kid that contract.
Parsons?
Yeah, I mean, he was injured for like 4 years.
Yeah, he hasn't really seen the floor. It's pretty brutal.
He was so good with Houston, though. It's a shame.
You kind of thought he'd get. You kind of thought he'd just continue to build, and he did. I mean, you know, he didn't. Mostly because of the injuries, I think. He's kind of, you know, he's prototypically a good, in a good mold to be a wing player. He can shoot the ball. He's got good size.
I think the money just got to him too. I feel like he just doesn't. He's not putting in the work anymore.
It could be the case. He's gotten paid so much over the years. I mean, Dallas gave him a huge contract before Memphis, anyway.
Oh yeah.
But do you see any teams looking for a star player via trade?
I just don't know any teams that would kind of give up a star player for like a top five draft pick. Like, I don't really know which teams would be willing to, like. I don't think Spurs would give up Kawhi for anyone in the top for a top five draft pick. Because these players aren't established. Yeah, these players aren't established. So I don't think, like, Popovich would approve of that. I think
if Kawhi Leonard wants out, I think you would take the third overall pick for Kawhi Leonard. From
I don't know, because I feel like you're going to be able to pick. Well, if I'm Atlanta, I'm thinking about I'd give up the third pick and Schroeder.
I don't think Atlanta would do that, honestly. Because why would you pick Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
But
I mean, Kawhi said he wants to go to – he said he's going to tell teams that he wants to go to L.A. in 2019 if he gets traded to
We'll look at Kawhi in a little bit, but how about Cleveland? You know, do they put, because if they want to show LeBron, listen, you know, we know that you haven't made your decision yet, but we are fully committed to competing. I guarantee you they can give that eighth pick up at any moment for Kemba Walker.
Wait, let's go back to this trade scenario real quick.
I'm saying if the Cleveland Cavaliers want to show to LeBron, we are fully committed to the future with you. You know, we know you haven't made your decision yet, but we want this as bad as anything. If they want to show that earlier than any other team, they can trade their eighth overall pick for Kemba Walker. I guarantee it at any moment.
I don't think LeBron. That will, like, entice LeBron to stay. I think LeBron's already made it set in his mind that he kind of wants out. He said, like, he has a working relationship with the owner. Like, I don't think any move that Cleveland makes is going to, like, make LeBron stay. I think they have to do a couple of changes. Like, I don't think Kemba really entices LeBron to stay.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I don't think Cleveland will make that trade because it's too risky. You know, if LeBron does leave, you have to.
Yeah, you need definitely.
Kemba Walker is not the player you want right now.
I think that's what Cleveland's going into the draft saying, like, we're gonna pick a college player, regardless if LeBron stays or leaves, just for the future.
Yeah, I mean, well, LeBron is not staying with this roster.
I think if
LeBron James says, in the unlikely scenario, he says, forget it all, I want to play in Cleveland, but he says, can you please do me the favor of giving me more players? They'll trade their player for Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't you? You're buying into LeBron era now. Like, you're finishing these last three, four, how many years it is. You know, the rebuild can wait if you have LeBron James. But
yeah,
I don't know if that's
gonna happen. I don't know. If I'm Cleveland, I'm kind of getting tired of, like, waiting for what LeBron has to do, you know?
Yeah.
He's
handcuffed them the past few years.
Yeah, like, he's literally, as a player, like, one single player has done that. It's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy to think LeBron is that, but he can kind of be a heavy weight on a franchise.
Yeah, I mean, he does run that whole city. Like, that economy is just run by him. But, all right, so another so this scenario that Bleacher Report had said that the 76ers would trade Jared Bayless, Markelle Fultz, Dario Saric, and the number pick for Kawhi Leonard.
Bayless, Fultz, Saric, and the 10th pick for Leonard. Yeah, I mean, that's a solid trade, I think.
I like that trade. If I'm the Spurs, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, that could happen. Do they even need to give it the 10th pick? You don't think you could do a Fultz Saric package? Fultz was the first overall pick. And
Fultz.
I know he struggles to shoot a basketball. But, I mean, people were salivating over this guy exactly 1 year ago.
I like him a lot. I just think he just needs more time to, like, develop, but I like him a lot.
So do you even think you need to give up that 10th pick? Can you?
Yeah, I think you have to give up that 10th pick just because we don't know what Fultz can actually bring to the table yet.
Yeah. Yeah, that could happen. That is a trade that we could see happen. So should we just get into the Kawhi Leonard? Can I pick that apart?
Yeah, let's just jump into that.
So they're saying now that Popovich is flying out to California to talk to Kawhi face-to-face and try to get it all straightened out. Do you see that leading to, you know, a positive outcome?
What do you think Pop is saying? Like, do they even have a good relationship?
I can only be guessing. I mean, the Kawhi Leonard saga this year has been one of the most bizarre I've ever seen regarding an NBA star. I mean, not only because of what's happened, which was weird enough, but because it's Kawhi Leonard who says nothing. You know, if you go into how Kawhi Leonard has handled business these last few years, he fired his agent. I don't know exactly when. It was before this season, not too long ago. And hired his uncle as pretty much his manager for his
Yeah, isn't it like one of his family members does like most of the talking, right?
His uncle. Or Kawhi? His uncle.
Yeah.
I think his name is Dennis Robertson, something like that. But he pretty much handles Kawhi's business. And I'm starting to get the feeling that, you know, this is kind of why Lonzo Ball, I think, it can be so cancerous to an organization. Not because of Lonzo Ball, but because
the baggage.
When you have somebody who's not you and is in your family kind of running the show, I think that that's very dangerous. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing with Kawhi Leonard is, you know, I don't know. It's impossible to say because we haven't heard it out of Kawhi's mouth. But I'm getting the feeling that he was heavily influenced by his uncle to not play when he was cleared, you know, to make the alleged statements, which I still haven't heard out of Kawhi's mouth, but the alleged statements that he wants to go to Los Angeles and play. I'm starting to think that it's just hard to deal with a player like this when he's not necessarily the only one, you know, making the decision. It's so difficult because you can say whatever you want in a conference with Kawhi Leonard, but he goes home and Popovich is not there, and guess who is? His uncle. So it's impossible, you know, to get face value out of Kawhi Leonard when you're speaking to him. So I don't think he's going to play for the Spurs next year. I think that the Spurs will trade him. I don't think he'll be traded to the Lakers. Sixers is a good bet. You know, that trade sounds good to me. Boston's an option, but the question will be how much does Boston want to give up for a player who could be out in a year? I mean, the question goes for Philadelphia as well, but
If Boston was able to land him, I think they would win the chip.
That would be a stacked team.
That team would be unreal.
You probably have to give up Jaylen Brown. I don't really know what else.
I think you'd have to give up Jaylen Brown anyway because he is – in one or two more years, he's not going to want to come off the bench.
He's not coming off the bench now. Unless they get him with that. Play. He's a starter.
Is he? No, I thought there was – they had Hayward, Kyrie, Tatum.
Everybody kind of thought that. I mean, No, Jaylen Brown is still the starter. He started opening night when Gordon Hayward was playing.
Okay.
They started him, Tatum, Kyrie, Hayward, and Horford.
Yeah, that lineup's scary.
But is Jaylen? I don't know what they do really, because Boston's earliest pick this year is 27. I think they do have some picks coming up, so I guess they can do that. But if you're San Antonio, you'd probably rather that Philadelphia package than a Jaylen Brown kind of thing.
Yeah, I think if you're the Spurs, I don't think you want him to play on the West. I think you just ship him to the East.
Probably. I don't think Popovich has been known to not want to do business with the Los Angeles Lakers. So that's why I don't see that happening. Although, I mean, can you get a much better package than Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma? I don't know if you can
match it.
I don't know if you can. That's a good package right there.
Wait, the Lakers would give away Kuzma?
I mean, do you not think the Lakers would do that? I think they could.
I don't know. I don't think they should do that. But then I think you got to give away.
The thing with the Lakers is, it's going to be really interesting what the Lakers do, because if you don't trade for Kawhi Leonard and you sign LeBron James and Paul George, you can't sign Kawhi Leonard next offseason. You're not going to have the space. So, and if LeBron James doesn't see Kawhi Leonard there this year, does he even go there? Because I don't think LeBron James and Paul George is a good enough team to beat the Warriors.
I don't have any faith in Paul George at all after this year. Like, he gave me nothing.
He gave you something, just not in the last game. He was horrid in the last
game. He just wasn't consistent.
He's not. No, I mean, I think he's a great number three option, a solid number two option. I don't think you're going to win any championships with him as number two option. A LeBron James, Kawhi, Paul George team is pretty unreal, I think.
Yeah, that's scary. I don't. You think that would beat the Warriors, though?
It's impossible to say. I think
it's like an inside team versus outside team.
I think it would be a great series.
Yeah, it would be great.
And then you'd probably get a Lakers Celtics finals if the Lakers could beat the Warriors, which is pretty crazy to think about.
Yeah,
that rivalry coming back, and then LeBron versus Kyrie. Because I think Boston's winning the East this year, as of now, the way the teams are. Boston's the best team in the East.
Oh yeah, by far.
But back to Kawhi. That's what I'm saying is, I don't see how the Lakers would get Kawhi if they want to sign two players unless they trade him. They're not going to be able to sign him unless they trade
him. If I'm the Lakers, I wait off on trading Kuzma. I think I give away Lonzo, Randall.
Nobody wants Lonzo.
You don't think the Spurs would take him?
No.
Lonzo
Ball. They'd much rather have Markelle Fultz. Why do you want Lonzo Ball? Who would want Lonzo Ball right now?
If I'm the Lakers, I'm just trying to get rid of him.
Is there an NBA team right now that would make a trade for Lonzo Ball right now, like with giving up actual pieces? Who?
No one.
Maybe the Magic.
They wouldn't even do that either.
It's a circus. And he's not good enough to warrant the circus right now.
Yeah.
So
I think I would give up Randall, Ingram, Josh Hart.
It's not enough.
First round pick for next year.
Well, Randall's a restricted free agent, you know.
So we can't trade him, right?
Until you sign him. He's gonna want some money.
He wants money.
It'll be interesting where he goes.
I like him.
He's gonna get some money somewhere. He's definitely one of the bigger free agents. He's only 24 years old. Yeah, he's got some upside. We're 23, I think, actually. Yeah, he's 23 years old.
Yeah. But he's same draft class as Aaron Gordon.
Yeah. I think he was 7th overall. but I don't know where Kawhi Leonard's gonna go. Because I don't think he's going to the Lakers. I don't think he's gonna stay with the Spurs.
So you don't think Spurs have a chance of maybe swaying his decision? You don't think Popovich comes in there like 11th hour and saves the day?
There's always a chance, but I just think that there's been too much going on to mend the bridge right now. I think the bridge is already burnt in a sense. You know, the whole year was kind of this. It was so weird because it's not even like he sat out the whole season. He played like 9 games. I remember the games. I already played the Knicks in one of the games. He scored like 25 points. It's weird to even think about Kawhi Leonard playing in this past season, you know?
Yeah.
He played 9 games. He started all of them. He didn't play extended minutes in a few of them, but then he just kind of like – he got hurt again, quote-unquote, and then stopped playing. It was so odd. It was like 9 games in the middle of the year. So just the way it's all is so bizarre. I don't know how he steps back. And I think that – I don't think the team looks at him the same way either. I mean, do you remember Tony Parker? Because Tony Parker hurt his quadricep.
Yeah, there's a report that said Kawhi like really didn't like him saying that and just felt like he wasn't supported by
Parker. Yeah, he said my injury was 100 times worse, which is probably accurate. I mean, the man ruptured his quad while Kawhi, like honestly, yeah, I mean, this isn't mean to – I'm not trying to – I'm making a joke here, but not – he honestly got like a bad Charlie horse. That's what his injury was. It was a thigh bruise. There was no structural damage to any of it. It was a bad thigh bruise. So, I mean, I'm not Kawhi Leonard. I can't feel his pain. But I have a hard time believing that Kawhi Leonard, the 6'9 athletic freak, couldn't play through a thigh bruise. Managed to play 9 games the whole season.
Yeah. That's so odd.
So, I don't... him coming back to the Spurs. And the trade market's going to be interesting because, you know, we saw this last year with Paul George, kind of.
Yeah.
Different circumstances, but a player who made it known to his franchise, coming on to an expiring contract, saying, I don't want to play for you guys anymore. And Indiana made it work. You know, they got great value out of that. I don't think people really thought it was great value at the time, honestly. But Victor Oladipo, you know, we saw.
He really came on this year.
Sabonis is a good piece to have.
Yeah, but solid.
That was an interesting. That was a unique circumstance because the Thunder were in a place where they had no other option. They had Russell Westbrook, and they said, "All right. We can either watch Russell Westbrook get triple doubles and lose in the first round every year, or we could go for a star." They still lost in the first round, but at least they went for it. Is there another team like the Thunder out there that could have that mentality? I don't know. Do you see that with anybody? A team that just needs to win now.
Cavs.
Yeah. I mean, do the Cavs have enough assets, though, is the question. And also,
I think Kawhi Leonard's
value is higher than Paul George's also.
Yeah.
You know, you weren't getting a top 5 pick out of, or top 10 pick out of Paul George. Like, that wasn't happening. Kawhi Leonard, you might be able to. Is the eighth pick in Kevin Love enough, Kawhi Leonard? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, he almost single-handedly beat the whole Warriors team. And he locks up KD, locks him up.
He's one of the best, honestly, one of the best wing defenders of all time. I saw a super funny video. It was of LeBron in, I don't know, one of his finals with the Heat when they played the Spurs. And he's at the free throw line, and he takes a free throw, and then, like, the buzzer comes on for, like, substitutions, and he looks over, and Kawhi's coming back into the game, and he says, like, shit. He's like, this, like, he was, like, clearly, for, like, Kawhi gives people problems, you know?
Yeah. He's so long, and he's got huge hands.
So long, fast, strong. I mean, he's the total package. That's why it's so upsetting, because the Spurs do everything right.
Yeah, you think they would? They you would think this would never ever happen as the Spurs organization?
It's hard,
especially to this type of player.
I mean, do you put any blame on the Spurs for this?
I mean, like, I think there's something I can see something being wrong with, like, the training staff. Like, they did the same thing with, like, Isaiah Thomas, where, like, they cleared him, and then, like, he eventually got the injury worse.
Yeah.
And I don't think Kawhi – and, like, a quad injury is a pretty tough injury to deal with because, like, it's just basically – time basically heals it. Like, you're not getting a surgery on it or anything like that. So, like, anything – it could linger for a couple of months. Like, you don't really know.
Yeah. I mean,
and like, you don't want to pull it. And if he has a pulled quad, like, you don't want to tear it off the bone, because that's like a really, really bad injury.
You just look at the Spurs, though. This is notoriously one of the most conservative, you know, player management organizations in the NBA. They're always known for kind of giving their players, you know, time to get better, you know, no pressure of coming back. It's so sad, honestly, because you remember when Kawhi Leonard got hurt by Zaza, game one Western Conference Finals 2017.
Oh, yeah, they were devastated. Everyone was devastated.
Popovich goes on that rant protecting Kawhi Leonard, you know, saying how it was a dirty play, saying how he hates to see that kind of, you know, thing happened. Kawhi doesn't play the rest of the series. It just kind of seemed like they were all rallying behind Kawhi. They knew how important he was to the franchise. I mean, they really wanted him to be their next Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
And it does not seem like that will be the case. So, you know, I can as being a Spurs fan, it's probably rough these past few weeks, because he is such an awesome player to watch. But at the same time, his personality has proved to be perplexing, because not only is he, you know, we knew he was a quiet guy, but now you kind of combine this stuff. It's just very odd. So but Kawhi, you know, he can't hide from the spotlight anymore. Wherever he goes, he will be a focus point. You know, he's going to be one of the more interesting figures to follow next season, regardless of where he is. And I don't care what team he's on. I don't care if it's the Lakers, the Celtics, Sixers. There is pressure on Kawhi Leonard to perform next year. Because if not, you know, he's gonna tarnish this kind of stint of his career, which is supposed to be his prime. You know, we know he won Finals MVP, but that was he was young. So he has to prove.
Yeah, that was a long time ago too. Yeah,
he played great in those finals.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
All right. So, what do you think the Knicks? What do you think the Knicks do in this draft?
Looking at the draft, like
you being a Knicks fan, who do you want to pick?
Realistically, players I'm interested in. I liked Wendell Carter, but it looks like he's going early. But if he does, if he manages to drop, I like him. I don't think he showed all of what he can do on the court. He was kind of overshadowed last year with Bagley in the middle. But he's a pretty versatile player. He's a good athlete, 6'10", 250, big body. Can kind of protect Porzingis when he comes back. I like him with the Knicks, with their roster right now. I'm a fan of Trae Young.
A lot of putting Sexton, too.
I admittedly have not really watched Sexton, but, you know, he looks good. I know he's explosive.
He came on in the tournament.
Yeah, it seems like he's got a little Dennis Smith in him in terms of explosive athlete, you know, aggressive.
Better shooter.
Style. Yeah, I don't think he's a true playmaking guard. It seems like Trae Young's more of a skilled player, but Sexton brings that aggressive dynamic that we see in the NBA now. I don't know, man. I'm not a huge fan of this draft, to be honest with you.
There's, like, a lot of question marks. I don't really know either.
I think, yeah.
I mean, like, I'm still fine with Miles Bridges. I think he's just, like, the most NBA ready. He's a big body. I think we could plug him in there and he could start from the get-go.
That could be the case.
But, like,
I wouldn't hate it. Picks I would not like right now. I'm not a fan of Kevin Knox.
Yeah, I don't like – or Robert Williams.
He's the Texas A&M guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Knox, you know, he actually – physically he's pretty impressive at 6'9", 215, but so goddamn slow. Like, I just don't know – how many guys do you see now, you know, slow wings, you know?
Yeah, not a lot.
But, like, if you're playing wing – I need you to be able to defend. I need you to be able to get out and transition. You know, I know you can shoot the ball, but we got point guards that can shoot. We got shooting guards that can shoot. Like, you got to be a sufficient shooter, but, like, I need guys that can run up and down with my guards.
Yeah. Do you think the Knicks should, if Porter Jr. falls, you think the Knicks should pick him up?
It's going to be hard to resist him. I mean, the guy was, what, a top three prospect coming out of high school.
Yeah, I think it might have been number one.
He was.
I think the Bulls are taking the easy lock.
The Bulls could take him. The Bulls are kind of in, you know, home run pick mode. I kind of like what they're doing with the rebuild, honestly. I mean, I think Zach LaVine is a good player to have. I liked.
Yeah, Bobby Portis.
They got Chris Dunn, who I think can still develop.
He got really good this year, like from his rookie year.
And they got Markkanen. So I think.
Oh, yeah.
If you put Porter in there, he kind of fits, you know, right, you know, in that 3-4 spot. I think Mark and...
Whoa. Knicks may trade up for Bamba.
Is that a recent report?
Yeah, Bleacher Report 5 minutes ago. That would be insane.
What are you...
Who would...
What are you trading, though?
I don't even know. I think I think they would trade Frank.
I don't like that. What are you doing? What are you doing with Bamba? Porzingis has to play the five.
Bamba plays the four.
Bamba can't play the four.
This is what happens. I think they could trade the dude from OKC.
The dude What's from OKC? Name? That they have?
No, that we have. What's his name? The
what dude?
Power the forward.
From OKC?
Yeah, on the Knicks.
We have Kanter from OKC.
Yeah, so I think the trade would be Kanter.
You just forget Kanter's name.
Yeah, I forgot Kanter's name. I don't like that. I hate that guy.
All right.
I think they would trade Kanter. Maybe Frank. I could see him giving up Hardaway.
Nobody wants Kanter.
Why doesn't anyone want Kanter?
Because he's got a player option right now, and he's got a bad contract. The man's getting paid $18 million a year.
All right, so if he doesn't – so they could always be restructured, though. That's the thing. He's a solid player, but, like
– No, he's not a bad player.
I think
do you like that fit? I don't like Bamba with the Knicks right now. I mean, he's got – If you have that draft pick and you think he's the best player on the board, you can take him. But I wouldn't target him because I think long term, Kristaps Porzingis has to be the five man. You cannot have two 7-footers on the court like that.
I mean, they're both athletic though. It's almost like a.
But you can only be so athletic at that size. In terms of lateral movement, in terms of staying with players in the perimeter.
They're long, bro.
I don't know, man. You look at the NBA now, you know.
That's scary. That bottom is scary. There's no shots. Every shot's going to get blocked. It's going to be a legit block party if you have Bamba. It's going to be insane. The Garden's going to erupt every time one of them blocks a shot. They'll each be averaging over 3 rebounds a game. Like, Porzingis teaches Bamba some low post moves.
Well, if Porzingis can kind of – if you do that and you turn Porzingis kind of into a truly perimeter player, then I guess that can work.
I mean, he already did that, like, last season.
But I want him to progress further. I want him to become a little more post-oriented.
Yeah, I just don't think he's going to be like that.
Ever?
I don't know. I just don't think – once you get that shot going, like, you don't really want to bang down there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't really want to do the dirty work. That's why they had Kanter.
Yeah, Kanter definitely helped him. But, I mean, Kanter's not a long-term player on this roster.
I don't know. I like that Bamba trade.
Maybe.
I just don't want him to give up future picks, though. That's the only thing. I don't want any – I would give him a second round of this year. I just don't want any future picks.
Give up Frank? I don't want to give up Frank for that.
I don't want to give up Frank either, but like I think they would give up Hardaway.
I don't think anybody wants Hardaway really. He was pretty shitty last year.
I mean, like we are terrible. Like we just didn't have. He was the only scorer.
Yeah, but he just didn't like.
Courtney Lee really
improve. He just wasn't better from what. He's just a volume shooter. He's nothing more than that. What is Hardaway's? And it's not like he's like a 22-year-old. I mean, I think he's almost 26 now.
Yeah, he's.
And his contract isn't cheap.
You think? Oh, can we give up Moody Eye?
I mean, if they want to take him, he sucks too.
I don't. I wouldn't want to give up Beasley. I like Beasley. I definitely like him in New York.
I think he's a free agent. I hear, I forget who's interested. I heard somebody's interested. Maybe some shitty team was interested in Beasley. He can help somebody.
I think he needs to be on, like, a championship team, though, for him to, like, actually be, like, worth it.
He could have helped Cleveland.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know who to give up. I mean, our players, like, we don't really have that. Looking at this roster is really annoying. We just don't have anyone except for Porzingis that, like, I know is, like, good.
Yeah,
like,
really,
no, I can count on.
There's not much there.
I look at this roster, and I just see, like, Joakim Noah's eyes and Kyle Quinn's beard.
Yeah, there's not much there. I mean, you got to look at this upcoming year.
We have Moody Eye. Why do we have Moody Eye?
Moody Eye?
Yeah, whatever. Like, I don't like.
If you told
what are
me,
we doing?
If you told me in 2015 we'd get Porzingis and Moody Eye, I'd be pretty psyched. I liked him in the draft.
Yeah. Until he
played.
Stunk up the whole place.
Yeah, he really just can't throw the ball in the ocean.
I mean, he's athletic, but like that's about it.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I don't really know what they're going to do with him, but
I'd be sad if Frank went, though. I'd be very sad.
They're not giving up. I don't see that. Bleacher Report's a bunch of fake news, honestly. What are they? Is that just
like this is from ESPN.
Oh, it's even more fake news. What, is it a report or is it just like an article?
It says members of the Knicks organization met in person with Texas Mohamed Bamba in New York today. Team sources told ESPN the meeting is an indication that the Knicks are considering trading up the number 9 pick. Bomb is projected as a 5th pick in ESPN's latest mock draft.
It's interesting. I don't know. We'll see. I mean,
And then Knicks are reportedly exploring the option of trading up to the number 4 spot in the draft, currently owned by Memphis. The Grizzlies have been adamant about shedding Chandler Parsons' contract in any deal.
Yeah, we knew that was coming. We'll see.
Well, I would do it. I would take on that contract for the number 4. Because, like, you might be able to get Bagley.
We're not getting Bagley at 4.
I mean, this one guy on CBS has Bagley going 4, while this other guy has him going 2nd, but
we'll see. I think Bagley's going 2 to Sacramento, but
Donovan, I mean, like, if we get the
go 2.
I mean, if we could get the 4th, that'd be pretty big.
At 4, you know.
Would you take the Michigan State guy? Or would you go with Bamba?
Bamba's super raw. I mean, he's got the upside. But I mean, Rawls not a bad thing for the Knicks right now because they shouldn't be looking to win now because they're so far away from winning now, especially this year when Porzingis is going to miss, you know, at least half the season most likely. So
yeah.
I admittedly have not seen too much of Jaren Jackson from Michigan State, but I know he can shoot the ball, and Bamba can't really shoot the ball. He is ranked as the better prospect right now, but Bamba's got the insane physicals, which can all, you know, if you want to mold that into a player, imagine if Bamba could, you know, shoot the three. I don't even need to put the ball on the floor. If he could just shoot the three.
I think that's too big for him. I think, like, if he can finish around the hoop.
He's working on it.
Couple outside, like, around the paint especially.
I read
like
that.
Go ahead.
NBA scouts are telling all big men, you need to work
get
on
your
guard
shot.
Skills. Guard skills are essential. You know, they're not drafting anybody with the plans of just sticking them in the middle and just blocking shots. And I'm assuming three-point shooting is part of guard skills, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Bamba shot 14 for 51 from three. I'm not mad at it.
Could be worse, I guess. I mean, it's not like – it's better than Ben Simmons, right?
Yeah, and probably Lonzo.
I don't know. Lonzo shot well in college.
Yeah, so much easier.
College is such like a – it's such a small sample size, and the game is so much different. You can't really look at a lot of college stats.
I think Bamba's a walk. He's a walking double double, walking double double.
He should be. I mean, with that size, with those measures. But when you're the New York Knicks and you look at the draft, every move has to be centered around Porzingis and how they're going to fit Porzingis and where you're going to play them. I'm just not sure if having two guys like that is the move with this roster. I'm just not sure.
I'm really for Bamba. I don't know why.
Would you be mad at them trading up and taking Doncic?
Oh no, I would love Doncic. I don't think we're gonna get him though.
But if you trade up, I'm saying.
Like to the fourth?
Yeah, I mean there's a chance he drops to four. Probably not.
I mean, yeah.
Probably not, but he could if he drops to four, which he could.
Wow, this Jaren Jackson though, like the man shot 51% from the field.
Yeah, he didn't score a ton, but
he only averaged 11.
Yeah, I mean college stats are so hard to like, predict in terms of.
I mean, he gave me 19 versus Duke.
He didn't play.
I mean, he gave me three versus North Carolina.
So like benched him in his last game. It was pretty. Pretty whack.
Versus Syracuse?
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave me two.
I think he played like 20 minutes.
15. I don't know. I don't like this Jaren Jackson. Like, yeah, like for the numbers he put up, like the percentages, like it looks good. But like I just don't think you could there's a lot of zeros.
Yeah. It's college. It's tough to predict. You can't just look at their college numbers, which is, you know, why I don't just take somebody's stats and say, oh, they're a good scorer, oh, they're a good shooter. You kind of got to, you know, look at the game. Like, it's kind of more of an eye test thing. That's why I was saying last year when Lonzo Ball, he shot 40% from three, and everybody said, oh, he's a great shooter. I said, that's not how it works, man. You know, you got to look at the mechanics. You got to look at how they're getting their shots, where they're getting their shots. If they can get their shots, you know, it's a completely different game.
I mean, if we could somehow steal Marvin Bagley, that would be insane.
I don't think that's happening.
The man shot 61 from the field, 21 points.
Yeah, he was a beast in college.
40 from three.
He didn't take a lot, though, right?
He went 3 for 58.
It's not bad. He's got decent shooting mechanics. I don't know if he can really put the ball on the floor that well from the perimeter, but he's a smooth athlete. He should be a good player. We'll see. So
I
just
mean,
to finish up here, give me one player at the back. You know, not necessarily a top 10 prospect. You think it would be a sleeper?
Sleeper?
Yeah.
I like DiVincenzo a lot. Yeah. Him or Grayson Allen, even though I hate Duke.
I
DiVincenzo looked really good in the tournament, especially in that final game.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if he can be a consistent shooter, I think, and you know that's really what he needs to be able to stick in the league. He's got the athleticism. I think he'll be able to compete on the defensive end. If he can shoot consistently, then he should be able to be. He should be fine.
Yeah, like he shot 40 from three, almost 50 from the field, 13 points. I think Grayson Allen could be like I think he could get an all-star.
You think so?
He's just like, yeah, I think he's got, I feel like he has like a crazy work ethic.
He's a little short.
I mean, sophomore year at Duke, he averaged 21.
He can score. I think he is a guy who needs to land in the right spot.
You think he's like a system player?
Not necessarily even a system player, but just to start his career. Like if Grayson Allen winds up in like Oklahoma City or Minnesota, like he's not. I don't think it's going to be a good start to the career. But if he finds himself Utah or San Antonio. Or, you know, even maybe like in Indiana, you know, with this kind of, you know, more even playing in terms of players that score and contribute. So.
I mean, he went from 4 points a game freshman year to 21. I mean, the man was on fire that year. And he's got a 40-inch vertical. Fourth highest ever.
Fourth highest ever?
Fourth highest in, like, this combine.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got you.
He's athletic.
Yeah, he's athletic.
What about you? Who do you have?
I like Lonnie Walker out of Miami. I think he's, you know, he's got good size. He's kind of a versatile athlete. I didn't watch too much of him, but I saw him work out, watched a couple highlight tapes. He's kind of been, you know, rising the draft boards, but I think he's a guy that you get in the back end of the draft, back end of the first round. I know they have him at 17 to Milwaukee. I think it surprised a lot of people. You know, he's a scorer. He can shoot a little bit. He's a streaky shooter. He can definitely work on that. But I like Walker.
And where do you got Tyus Battle going?
Tyus Battle? I thought he was coming back.
No, they have him going 30th, the last pick of the first round.
Two, three.
Yeah. You think he gets drafted?
Maybe. I don't really. Maybe.
He shot 84 from free throw, but 32 from three.
Tyus Battle's returning to college.
Oh, so this guy's wrong then. What is he doing? Yeah,
this guy's fake news. Get him out.
Fake news.
He's coming. He's Tyus Battle returning to Syracuse Orange, dropping in a draft. Where do you have LiAngelo Ball going? Is the bigger question.
Hello.
No, LiAngelo.
LiAngelo, why? There's so many of them. I don't think he's gonna get drafted. Like, I saw the one clip of him like shooting around at like that knockoff like. scouting league, I guess. A man missed like 12 threes in a row. Like, bro, we gotta come in there and you gotta knock him down. I don't know what his dad is thinking. Like, what are you doing? You could have developed at UCLA and like
he wasn't gonna get he was going to start, so he got, that was never the last.
Bonehead, what are you doing? Like, what makes you think that you can, like, do something in this league? Like, your brother's ass.
I think he's going to get signed to a summer league deal, though.
I think he'll get signed to, like, a G League deal, yeah. I think he'll get – I think, look, that his – or his ceiling, I mean, is G League.
Yeah, I don't see him ever really suiting up in an NBA game.
Yeah, the younger brother's a little bit – it's probably going to be better than both of them.
We'll see. He's playing the JBA.
Yeah, he hammed on someone yesterday. I saw a video of it. It was insane.
Yeah, he's definitely got some size. We'll see. He's got a few years away.
All right, yeah, I don't think that kid's going to get drafted. Yeah, let's wrap it up. First one in the books.
Mecha Podcast out.